All right, welcome back. It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, I'm telling you, Scaloni calling Algeria their hardest Group J opponent is dead right, yeah? Anyone writing off Algeria against Argentina next week is a total mug who's never sat through a single World Cup opener in their life. If you fell for that lazy Algeria are nobody's hot take, you might as well flush your FPL teams and all your bet slips down the bog right now, no cap.
Who won't come off it? You're actually buying that press conference stick from Scaloni? The data doesn't lie. Mate, they've got the lowest expected goal difference of anyone in Group J by a mile. They've got no shot of...
Oh, piss off with your stupid XGB bollocks. I've seen this movie 100 times before. Defending champions shit the bed first game every single time. You saw that Saudi upset 4 years ago. Don't act like you didn't bet 10 quid on Argentina to walk that with our mate Stu, who runs the boozer we do the weekly quiz at, and lost your whole house deposit savings, you liar.
All right. I'm not saying they're definitely going to get rolled. Wait, no. I'm not saying they can't scrape a point. Fair enough. But the latest reports out of China earlier today had a piece this week saying Algeria's build-up play under high press is catastrophically bad. Also, hang on. My source at Carrington says, Adnori's been carrying a knock for 3 weeks. He's nowhere near match fit.
Your source at Carrington? Mate, your source at Carrington is the bloke who sells you scotch pies outside the Stretford End for 3 quid a pop. Shut up. Anyway, Algeria's still got Mahrez, for Christ's sake. He's still got it. Yeah, their right flank is a bit weak, but Argentina's fullbacks are made of glass. It's paying over the odds for a warm flat pint at Wembley levels of predictable that he cuts inside and bangs one in first half, you mark my words.
Oh, please. If we're talking actual underlying numbers, Argentina's high press is going to force so many turnovers from Algeria's backline. They can't play out for shit. Also, come on. It's the middle of the day right now, and football Twitter is already acting completely normal. Which is to say, not normal at all. Everyone's forgetting half the Algeria squad are going to be knackered from the heat anyway. Most of them play in way cooler European leagues right now.
Right, bet. I'll give you 3-1 that Algeria avoid defeat. If I lose, I have to wear that god-awful Man City away shirt you got me for Secret Santa to the next live show. If you lose, you delete your dumb Carrington source WhatsApp thread forever and stop bringing that random pie guy up for the rest of the season. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIMNU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.